expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I have a question. Is China the biggest enemy to the nations of the world or the United States? Which is a bigger threat? And is China a bigger threat to the nations of the world than the CDC, the Center for Disease Control? This is something that you'll have to answer. Who unleashed the present threat through vaccinations and COVID-19 to the world? Was it China? Well, in the past, as we've looked at this on this program, other programs, it is an American agenda. It is an agenda by powerful people in the CDC, Fauci, Gates, foundations in this country, the Department of Defense, the DARPA. I have an article I've been viewing repeatedly, Dr. Jane Ruby. This was a Monday on the 14th. She interviewed a Dr. Tal Braun. He's a counterterrorism expert. And the program you can find on beforeitsnews.com. Dr. Jane Ruby, the jabbed are growing animal venom glands and ducts. D-U-C-T-S. Growing animal venom glands and ducts. And I'm kind of going to rehearse the conversation she had with Dr. Braun. And they're talking about self-replicating nanoparticles in the C-19 shots that are programmed to grow animal venom ducts inside the human body. And in the past, I've talked about how the swabs were a cloning procedure, and the swabs going into the high up into the sinus cavity had the DNA of a certain fly, and it was a cloning procedure. Then you had the actual vaccinations. Vaccinations were introducing into the individual metals, graphene oxide, because graphene oxide is a great carrier of any type of toxin. Also, that was the initial vaccination. Then you have the following vaccinations, the boosters. The vaccine initially, the initial vaccination, that was to lay the groundwork for the other boosters in a sequence. They want, initially they want 2-3 boosters. Now they're saying that boosters will be annual for the rest of your lives. Is China a greater enemy than the CDC? Is Russia a greater enemy than the CDC? Is there a bigger threat internationally from any nation that is a bigger threat than the CDC? Not just to the inhabitants of this country, but internationally. So in the article, in the conversation, again, this was on Before It's News, November 14, 2022, Dr. Jane Ruby, the jabbed or growing animal venom in glands and ducks. So, the jabs in the series are actually an assembling, they are actually assembling live venom gland cells and other animal structures that will end up increasing the amount of venom poison in the human body, poisoning from within. Now, the spike proteins, they replicate, they duplicate. So whatever is in the system, you begin to actually build more virus or whatever it is that's in the vaccinations. And they're saying, and I've talked about this before, that this actually has been snake venom out of the two very poisonous snakes, but now added something extra. We'll be back, Rick Rodriguez. An additional venom.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I try to mind my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, will your bachelor
excuse me. So they're in the vaccinations or the weapon is venom, snake venom that has been, they tweak it. They put it through a process and they alter it and they make it more powerful as far as a toxin, as a poison. It becomes a toxin. The body can't handle it. And one thing with the venoms, they can nerve damage. Neuropathy, and you basically, the skin or the area of the bite with a rattlesnake, necrotization, everything begins to die. Now, so they've also added to the venom or to the whatever's in the vaccination to the different batches, yes, snake venom, but they've added something new that they found. It's called the cone snail. The cone snail venom. And this cone snail lives at deep depths. You have to actually go deep to get it. And just a scuba diver is probably not going to be able to get to the depths where this in this particular snail cone is. And in the research on the cone snail, the Department of Justice has been doing this research. And it's there to manufacture huge amounts of this deadly synthetic cone snail toxin. And they say that the research is because the venom, it's a threat to the humans, because I guess it's a kind of just it's a pandemic, probably is what they're going to say, and they wanted to make a anti-venom for the snail venom, the cone snail venom injuries. I've heard of a lot of people in my lifetime that have had cone snail venom, problems. Now again, it lives at a deep. You have to use heavy deep sea diving equipment to reach these things. Now, Tal Braun, again, he's the counterterrorism expert. He stated that in his findings on what's in the C-19 shots, and not just the initial. But eventually he goes on to talk about what was in the actual boosters, which is something additional. The C-19 shot was the foundational shot. Then to that you begin the booster, what's in each booster shot, different additives. The relationship with the boosters and what they have in common with the synthetic venom. The scope of the C-19 as a, he calls it an envenomation program. I'd never heard that term before. And it is actually from multiple toxic venoms produced in animals, and in addition to not only just snakes, but other than snakes, which would be the snail venom. And the government has been studying the highly venomous snake, cone snail venom, to find an antidote for a world threat. Now, in the past, I've talked about the articles YouTubes that I had seen, or a video I had seen about an individual who was in the military. He had numerous shots while he was in the service, and he began to grow on the outside of his elbows, on both arms, whenever he'd pull his arm into a certain position, it looked like an additional appendage. It looked like he was growing another arm on both arms, right and left. Then on his thumb, on the knuckle that attaches the thumb actually to the hand, whenever he would move the thumb in a certain position, there was something that would protrude like he's growing an additional appendage, another thumb. And then when he would blink and hold his eyes a certain way, his eye was beginning to have the eye of like a snake with the up and down type of a slit in the eyeball. And then he pulled his pant leg up and he rubbed his leg, and all of a sudden something within his leg, he activated something, and his skin would rise up, the whole leg, like something was in there, like a, I don't know, something living, but it reacted to his touching and his rubbing. So with whatever it is that he had received, something was changing in his body. And I have discussed, according to the findings of Stu Peters and Dr. Arianna Love and their research through the NIH, through Pfizer, I believe it was, on the program that I did, I think it was about 2 months ago. The research from the military and the research of the CDC and the National Institute of Health, that people that have received the jab, you don't have to believe it. The evidence is out there from government websites, government documentation, government terminology, the Department of Defense. The people that have been jabbed, can no longer be considered to be Homo sapien. They are another species. Something has been added to their DNA. Something spliced in. The research on, you know, the double helix. Now they found a way to add a third strand to the DNA. We are born with a double helix. You add a third strand, you can no longer say that we're just Homo sapien. We are Homo sapien plus something additional. What the swabs did is it added something into the DNA of the individuals that received the swab, fly DNA. The government says that the people that have received these vaccinations are no longer Homo sapien, they are Homo Borg Genesis. That is the terminology they use. You can disagree with me, it's okay. I don't mind. I'm just reading to you what the government says. I'm reading to you, and I've told you what the researchers, what the National Institute of Health, the documentation from the scientists that are putting together the abstracts and whatever it is they write. The children of those of the parents that have been inoculated or jabbed or have received the vaccinations with the COVID-19 vaccinations, all the different batches. Who knows how many different batches in just, let's say, Pfizer. How many different batches did Pfizer have? Did they manufacture? Then you have the others, Moderna, that are manufacturing basically the same thing. How many different batches did they have? Each batch, they try to, as accurately as possible, make each batch identical. But sometimes they just can't. Some batches they may intentionally add a little bit different recipe and they're able to track every vaccination, wherever these vials go, each batch. Let's say one batch is going to go to the western half of the United States. Let's say California. Another batch, Washington State. Another batch, New York. Another batch, Denver. Another batch, Arizona, Phoenix. Each batch being different. Then they can monitor what happens with each batch that they've manufactured that is a little bit tweaked a little bit differently. Let's say one batch has the venom of a Chinese crate snake. Or in the other batches have cobra venom. Who knows what they do? Who knows what they do? They do what they do, though. We can't deny it. Who's the biggest threat to mankind? China? Russia? Or the CDC? This is something where we have to use our reasoning abilities, using logic. Now, the children of the vaxxed, according to the reports, CDC, I read them on this program months ago, they are no longer considered to be human. They are no longer human. That's out of the government reports. They are no longer human. This is why I say it is dangerous, I think, at this point in time, to even consider having families, to having children. If the vaccinations that they're forcing on these children don't get them, then the government, when they turn 3 years of age, is going to get them. Who knows what kind of horror and terror is just up 6 months up the road. Who knows what kind of laws are going to be passed in this country? Executive orders that are going to go out. Who knows? I don't like playing Russian roulette. You want to stay away from the gun, and you never know how many real bullets are going to be in the chamber. The best thing to do is avoid this evil at all costs. And then if you've been vaccinated, the fact is, you know, as difficult as it is to even talk about individuals that have been vaccinated, if you've been vaccinated, things are going to change. They're going to change. I've been involved in ministry. I've talked to a friend of mine. He has a form of cancer. He can't recover. This is back in the 90s. 93, 91. And I told him I was coming over to pray for him. I went over to pray for him. And I prayed, and my prayer and the way I anointed him was not that he would live, but I anointed him for his funeral. And his family, they were there. And they knew and they understood. Everyone else was saying, "You're going to live. You're going to live. It's going to be well. You're going to get healed. You're going to get out of bed. I didn't. I told him, "You're going to go be with the Lord." I'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcast. You want to know the truth because we're in a time where truth is vital. Rick Rodriguez.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
It's beginning to look a lot.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. You're wondering what to get that special someone for Christmas, and they're a prepper. Wonder no longer. 1360KHNC.com has you covered. Just click on the Patriot Supply button and find that perfect gift for that special someone today.
With plenty of survival products, from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button, only on 1360KHNC.com.
Hi folks, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradopropertiesonline. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Hey, guys, this is Dave from One Day Closer.
And this is Mark.
Tune in to our new show every Saturday, 2 to 4 on 1360 AM.
We are going to be the voice of reason, bringing hope and light in this dark world.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
Been spending most of the night living in the hipster's paradise. Been spending most of the night living in the hipster's paradise. Keep spending most of the night.
Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, the Present Truth Program. And then Sunday from 9 to noon, I host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program. So I do have, you might say, the double-edged sword. Present during the week the news, what's happening internationally on Sunday, to a degree the same thing, but at the same time too, it is a ministry. It is a church, a radio church. So join me on Sunday from 9 to noon. Now, going on with, I finished the last program. There were times when I went to visit the friend, and I didn't anoint him to live. I anointed him to be with the Lord. Others, all of his friends were coming, and the church members and others were saying, you're going to be fine, God is going to heal you, you're going to get off out of bed, you're going to be just fine. But the Lord told me, no, he's going to go be with me. And before I continue, I'm going to say this, to be honest with you. In the past, friends that have had cancer, the doctors would tell them, you have X amount of time to live. Take care of your affairs. What is important to you, take care of it. I will say to this audience, to those that have had the vaccinations, even one vaccination, to those that have had boosters, I will say it's even more critical to be honest with you, to tell you the truth. This cannot be reversed. It can be slowed down. There are certain things you can take to help you with your immune system, but your immune system has been compromised. And it's a matter of time. You don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. And so I would say, and others through the time that I've ministered, there are others that I've had to talk to, and I knew they were going to be with the Lord. Do I lie to them? Did I tell them that you're going to live another 10 years? No, I couldn't. I have to be honest. For those who have had a shot or a booster or two, I will say and tell you what your physician would tell you if you had cancer. You don't know what is going to happen. Settle your affairs. Go to your attorneys. Make sure that all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, because you just don't know. You really don't. And I say this because there are many people that are just dying without any warning. We know that throughout this nation and globally. They're not having any warning. Once you've received these vaccinations, something is happening in your system, and it's a matter of time. We just don't know. I don't know. But all the research is proving that people, healthy soccer players that have been vaccinated, people that have had the vaccination, reports of them dying within an hour. Some children that have been vaccinated, they die within minutes. This is a weapon. This is not to help you live, to help you be well, to protect you. It's a weapon. It's what, in this article, I'm going to use their terminology. Again, this is out of the Before It's News, November 14th, that was Monday. Dr. Jane Ruby interviewing Dr. Tal Braun. The jabbed are growing animal venom glands in ducks. And he stated that these are the new tools of mass genocide. And then he read from the National Institute of Standards and Technology. This is the NIST. This is on that website. The Department of Justice. DOJ. Yeah, the Department of Justice. NIST, the website. From the National Institute of Standards and Technology. How the cone snail's deadly venom can help us build better medicine. It's a very small number of the species that have venom that can kill people. One of the most potent, it's more potent than morphine, and a smaller number of them are known to be able to kill a human being, while the majority of them still are neuroparalytics. They'll paralyze you. They stop your breathing. The diaphragm that controls your breathing is affected. You die because you can't breathe. So you can go also to the Department of Justice website and Google, or search in, not Google, anything but Google, conotoxins, like the conotoxins, potential weapons from the sea. This was in 2012. It's by a Dr. Peter D. Anderson and a G-Y-U-L-A, Gayula Boker. From their own website, a potential weapon from the sea. That was in 2012. 8 years later, maybe 10 years later now, they have found this venom in some of the tissue or in the system of people. So I'm just saying that if you've received the vaccinations, really think about what is very important to you. What is the most important? Visit those that you love. You just don't know. But the thing is, that's a truth. It's a reality. Now, in this article, they were talking about, or in this interview, he was talking also, this is going to shock many of you. He said that this, what was built, what is being built with all these venoms, with all this toxicity, with these jabs, with the boosters, he said, this was built, and you have to go to it. It was built by the Fourth Reich. And the people that are not being affected are the Aryans or those that were, you know, we'll be back. I have to continue with this. We'll be right back.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
As the economy tightens, retailers are getting their products in front of thousands of new customers every month. The P.E. Gun Show is a whole family event featuring toys, craft items, food, survival and hunting accessories. Every show is loaded with potential buyers looking for your products. For table rental information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. The new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at the Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is the perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's peshows.com, 970-663-9101.
KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Is your fireplace not running right? Do you need maintenance or a fresh new look? I'm Keith, owner and service technician.
And I'm Amy, scheduler for Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical, servicing Northern Colorado.
We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-in, pellet stoves, and fire pits.
Call Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical at 970-966-0217. Again, 970-966-0217. Or visit us on the web at abundant-flame.com.
Okay, so Dr. Braun, he says that the vaccination and this whole program was not built for the what he called the term the Aryan individuals. In fact, it was these type of individuals, Fauci and that whole group, British Pilgrim, and who the British are all tied into. They are relatives of the Germans, and it was not built for them. This was built for the other nations. Then he also mentioned that, you know, Ukraine. This was manufactured for the most part in Ukraine, biolabs in Ukraine. And the way that they manufactured these viruses or these batches was to target certain people and not target other people. Though the other people might get affected, sick, or catch a cold, it would not target them to destroy their DNA because they have, immunity to them. Could that be true? Well, you'll have to listen to the article. You have to go listen to this interview. Jane Ruby, Dr. Jane Ruby, November 14th, 2022, on beforeitsnews.com, the jab to growing animal venom, glands, and ducts. You'll have to go and read what they said. But it's not targeting a certain group of people. One thing that it is targeting is everybody else. The Chinese. He was talking about how the Chinese, the quarantines, the lockdowns in China, this is because China is under attack by the CDC, not under attack with the satellites and with all the other things. Yeah, that too, to a degree. But mainly the Chinese are targeted by what has been built in these labs in Ukraine. So when food comes into the nation, they inspect everything. They double inspect. And the Chinese people, they know that they're under attack. By who? Not America only. Yes, American CDC. So who's the real enemy? Now, one thing that this venom does, once you have this venom within your system, what it does is it dismantles the metals in your body. So it is a environmental poison. And the venom, when it's in you, it dismantles the metals and the proteins. Our bodies are made up of metals and proteins. That's the scaffolding that keeps us together. It's the electrical system in our body, the conductivity. It turns switches on and off, through the nerves, introduce chemicals, hormones, whatever. But, and again, it's just our electricity and all these nerve endings. Everything needs to be insulated, needs to be bound up. But the venom controls the switches. And the venom, the way it works, is it dismantles these malloproteins, which is the metal proteins. And then once they're dismantled, people have found that people that have vaccinations, they have a radioactive radiation poisoning. Well, he's stating that what happens is when these proteins are beginning to break down, like for instance, the potassium. It's known that you take a piece of metal, potassium, and you throw it in water, it explodes because it's unbound. And in your system, your cells, when this venom breaks down that binding effect around the proteins or the metals, they explode. And that explosion causes inflammation. This is why we have inflammation in the body when certain things happen and we're out of balance. So there's going to be a chemical reaction. And these venoms, that's what they do. They cause this chemical reaction. So, and then all your tissues are filled with these metals, with these proteins. And the venom, again, it breaks down. It causes a reaction to break down these insulators. It unbinds the metals. So, and then going back to what he was saying about, like within China, these, you know, he was talking about how the DNA, well, they go into the sewer lines in the cities and check out the group DNA to see what type of DNA they have. Like, for instance, you go, I remember when I worked in Boulder, when this all began, and I read a report in the Daily Camera that the city of Boulder was checking the sewers that came out of the campus there at CU. They were checking the sewage to see the DNA, and they could tell how advanced the COVID, the people being sick, affected by COVID, they could tell what was happening at CU Boulder. In the Hispanic community, they checked the sewage. Or let's say just in a general population, they begin to check the sewage in certain parts of the city, and they can tell if one part is more Asian or Hispanic or Indian or Anglo or by the sewage, because you have group DNA, like either the Polish or the Scandinavian, etc. They have it down to a T. Rick Rodriguez, we'll be right back to finish out.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. That's 800-989-0233.
Hey guys, Tommy with Revo Knives. Wanted to let you know that we're bringing our knives laser engraved here for 1360 KHNC. You can pick them up at 2 South Parish Avenue here in Johnstown at their radio station. They're laser engraved with their logo. We're really proud to partner with them and have our Revo knives on display, all for you guys to carry with your EDC rotation. Certainly can't underestimate the quality or the value you get for the money. Stop by and see them today or pick one up at RevoKnives.com.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have.
I'm going to end on a my programs are always serious, but this might be even a little more serious. There's the possibility that as they create these things, there is an antidote for the people that create it, should just accidentally they get whatever it is they're trying to kill other people with. They don't want to self-suicide. So there may be an antidote, but what that would be, I don't know. More research, they'll have to research further and find out, or maybe someone will, you know, publish the antidote on the World Wide Web, which I don't think that's going to happen. Christ did say that at the end of the world would be sick. Sickness would be international. And this is a program of mass murder. That's what this is. It's a new tool of mass genocide. So I would say this, that For those that have had the vaccinations, in all seriousness, the chances are that it's going to affect you in a very negative way. I would say take care of the things that are important to you, the people that are important to you. Do what you need to do, what you can do to make sure that I don't know. I don't have answers. All I know is that if I were vaccinated, that's what I would do. I would use, I don't know what day would be. There's a time to be born, a time to die. I don't know what day that would be, but I would take care of my affairs. Another thing, more importantly, that if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have never received Him, if you have never asked Him to forgive you for your sins and asked Him to have mercy on you and ask Him for eternal life, that your sins be washed away, that you have eternal life, you don't know one day to the next. Don't put your appointment with the Almighty God who gives His children eternal life and eternity. Don't put that appointment off. That is a matter you have to take care of. If you don't know the Lord, please don't leave this earth without the Lord Jesus. He guarantees eternal life to those that come to Him. It's very simple. Just in reality, ask Him to please forgive you of all your sins and ask Him to come and live inside of you. He's not ashamed of whatever you've done. He's washed all that away. But the thing is, you have free will. You have to ask Him. Don't leave this world without the Lord. Don't leave this world without being born again. If you don't know what to do, find someone that you know is a truly born again, true Christian. Not in a false religion, but in a reality. And have them pray with you to receive Christ. The Lord says, Paul said in Romans, that the Lord is rich to all who call upon His name. You call upon His name, Lord Jesus, help me. Lord Jesus, help me. He will come and help you. So for this week, for those that won't, that are going on vacation, have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Rick Rodriguez. Have a wonderful weekend. Talk to you next week. Join me on Sunday.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, thepatriottradinggold.com.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the station at 970-587-5003. Again, 970-587-5003, and ask for the Rev.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.